This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one right here could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Please help me figure my man out is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 51-year-old married woman, and I'm 8 years older than my husband. He is successful, and he loves the Lord. Those were the two main things I prayed for when I was dating. God gave me exactly what I asked for, but I also got lots of things I didn't ask for. My husband has a quick tongue and loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. I know that he hasn't been exposed to much, so every chance I get him out of his comfort zone. He wasn't used to different kinds of food, so I took him to eat different kinds of seafood and shellfish. I also exposed him to high-end scotch and bourbons because he loves to drink. He resents the fact that I understand fancy language on restaurant menus, and he gets mad when I order for us. He's told me that I might as well be the man in the relationship, and it really makes me sad for him. I'm only trying to bring him up to speed so he can get to my level and have a finer way of living. I've asked him to take me to a Broadway play for my birthday, and he told me to plan it like I plan everything else, and he'll go. I took offense to that because it's time for him to take the lead. I cannot figure this man out. If I lead, he gets upset. When I tell him what I want him to do for me, he gets upset. We've been married for going on 2 years, and we still have a way to go on him being cultured. If I left it up to him, we'd eat dinner in front of the TV every night, and he'd never have a passport. I took this man out of the country for the first time, so I need a little more respect from him. How could he be so resentful when I'm trying to help him experience the good life? No, what you're doing is trying to change this man. I mean, you're trying to make him into who you want him to be. He is who he is, and you can't change that. He doesn't like it when he doesn't like what you're doing, and he resents it. You said that he's resentful. You married who you married. Just because you're older than him doesn't mean you can treat him like that. You're not his mother. You're his wife. You're telling him what to do. You're telling him what to eat, what to drink. You're ordering for him. You're emasculating this poor man, and he's sick of it. Maybe he does want to experience the good life, but not with you shoving it down his throat and treating him like he's less than, like he's subpar. Accept him for who he is first, since you married him like this. You knew what you were getting when you married him. Then maybe he'll want to change, because you don't make the good life, as you call it, sound good at all. You don't make it sound good. And if you keep this up, you're going to lose this man.
Ma'am, the subject of your letter, the subject of your letter is, please help me figure my man out. Now, that's an easy one for me, because men are so simple. So simple. If the letter was, help me figure my woman out, we'd be in here all day. Because good luck to the person that can do that. And women know that. Women know they are more complex than men. Men are very, very simple. The problem that you need to fix is not your man. Who you need to fix is yourself. The reason you're having problems with your man is because of the way you're going about it. I don't know what it is, man, that you're not getting, but let me try to help you. You 51-year-old married woman, and you 8 years older than your husband. If you don't think that you're using that to your advantage, You're sadly mistaken. It's the first thing you mentioned in this letter. All you had to do was say, I've been married. I'm married to my husband. And he is successful and he loves the Lord. Now, those are the two main things you prayed for when you was dating. And God gave you exactly what you asked for. You asked for a man who loved the Lord and a man who was successful. Well, how did he get to be successful? He's obviously done a number of things correct, because he found out that the key to his success is faith, and he's put in the work to become successful. So you got it. But you also got a lot of things you didn't ask for. My husband has a quick tongue, and he loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. Excuse me? When you type that line right there, you ain't read it? My husband got a quick tongue, and he loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. Nearly. Okay. You telling this successful man who you prayed for, who, oh, by the way, loves the Lord like you asked for, but let's just stay with the successful part, which means he has known how to do something right to get y'all in the position. All this traveling you doing and fine restaurants and stuff, hello, he has made this affordable. Now, I'm not saying what you do don't count. That ain't what I'm saying. So before y'all sit there, she could have her own money. She don't. She prayed for a successful man that loves the Lord. She got him. So he's making a huge contribution to all this traveling, passport, and all this stuff. Okay? Now, he loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. Listen to yourself. Shirley said it best. You're nagging the man. Do you know what nagging is, ladies? Nagging is actually tone and timing. It's the way you say it and when you say it, which turns it from talking into nagging. And once you nagging, we through with you. All right, I got a whole lot more when we come back.
Hang on, Steve. Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, please help me figure my man out. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, please help me figure my man out.
The problem in this letter really is not your man. The problem in this letter is you. So you can't change your man, but you can change how you approach your man, which is, I think, is the problem. Now, you said you're a 51-year-old married woman to a man who's 8 years younger than you. Okay, you had to tell us that because you want us to show, you want to demonstrate throughout the letter how you're more knowledgeable than he is and how you have an upper hand over him. That's what you wanted us to do. Now, your man, you say, is successful and he loves the Lord. You said those are the two main things that you prayed for, and that's exactly what God gave you. And then you say you also got a lot of stuff that you didn't ask for. Like, number one, your husband has a quick tongue. He loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. I don't know if you read that, but do you sound crazy? He loves to talk back when I'm telling him how things should be. You ain't his mama. You his damn wife. Then you got this successful man, all of a sudden he can't do nothing right. You nagging this man. Let me remind you all what nagging is. Nagging is tone and timing. Ladies, it turns into nagging when you change your tone and the timing that you use. And ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Also, I know that he hasn't been exposed to so much, so every chance I get him out of his comfort zone. He wasn't used to different kinds of food, so I took him to eat different kinds of seafood and shellfish. Seafood and shellfish. These are shrimp. This is crab. That is a lobster. These are mussels. Lady, okay.
What?
Now, I'm assuming you got a country boy. Cornbread, hocks, ring, pintos, chicken fried steak, turkey dressing. But now you got him all up here eating all kinds of seafood and shellfish. Okay, thank you. I also expose him to high-end scotch and bourbons because he loves to drink. Well, you got a successful man that love the Lord that drink a lot. You done turn him on to high-end scotch and bourbons. I sure wish I knew the names of these because that would open up this letter for me. I don't know what you've introduced him to and what he was drinking, but I sure want to know what it was because I bet I'll be on here hollering. He resents the fact that I understand fancy language on restaurant menus. Lady,
what?
Now we've all been to fancy restaurants. Italian restaurants, they'll have an Italian name, but under it, it will be in English what it translates to. So you ain't just in here reading five different languages. You ain't at the Chinese restaurant just reading all this stuff in there. You asking for number 7 just like the rest of them. You ain't in the Chinese restaurant reading all that writing and going backwards. You ain't, no. So I already know. And he gets mad when I order for us. See, now I'm going to tell you something. You stay out front. You're talking to him. You don't like his quick tongue when he's talking back to you, when you're telling him something. You in here, you're telling him what to drink, and now you're ordering in the restaurant. He get mad when I order for us because you keep running out in front. You know, it might take him a little bit longer, but maybe he didn't want that to eat. Now you are telling him what to say, telling him what to drink. Now you're telling him what to eat. He don't want that. He told me that I might as well be the man in the relationship because that's how you act. And it really makes me sad for him. I'm only trying to bring him up to speed so he can get to my level and have a finer way of living. Well, if you was all that, what you need the successful man for? If you do remember what you asked God for, right? So if you was all that on that all that level, but you know what you was? You was on that level by your damn self. Because you done ran everybody else off just like this. Then God finally send you what you want, and you finna run this one off. You busy bossing. You busy taking charge. You busy running out front. Now, the man done told you, you might as well be the man in the relationship. I've asked him to take me to a Broadway play for my birthday. He told you plan it like you plan everything else and he'll go. Because he already know what he gonna plan ain't gonna be up to speed. So plan it and I'll go. I took offense to that. Oh, now you mad. I'm telling him what to eat and drink. I can't figure this man out. If I lead, he gets upset. Why don't you quit leading? You gonna sit your ass down somewhere. You asked for a successful man, he got it. Get your girlfriends to go eat all that crawfish and etouffee and all that. He wants some damn Popeyes. Man, just sometimes, man, you know, for real, man, for real, dog. We've been married going on 2 years and we still have a ways to go at getting him cultured. He ain't cultured, he country. If I left it up to him, we'd eat dinner in front of TV every night. I took this man out to country for the first time, so he need to be a little more respectful for me. How can he be so disrespectful when I'm helping experience a good life? He already had a good life before he met you. He was already successful and he knew the Lord. He should have left your bougie ass where you was. He don't want no more damn shellfish, and he don't want no more moussale. He wants some greens.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter.
Hell wrong with greens and mac. Why don't you learn how to make some mac and cheese? Sitting here coming, taking me all the way down here.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
I don't want no caviar. I want the fish that had the egg.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.